Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The first baseman, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The left fielder, Chick Fuester. Batting third. The third baseman, Home Run Baker. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Elmer Miller. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al DeVormer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Strunk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Fuester is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fuester hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Home Run Baker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hooper is called out on strikes. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fuester. Falk reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller throws the ball into Ward, who tags Mostill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Falk scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Pip moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Pip moves to third. Ward moves to second. One out. Al DeVormer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVormer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pip scores. Ward scores. It's 3-1, Yankees. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-1 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Leverett strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-1 in the game. Fuchter is called out on strikes. One out. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Fuchter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. Hooper tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Yankees. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Fuchter who is chasing the ball. Mostill reaches third base with a triple. Hooper scores. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-1 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0-1 in the game. Leverett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pipp hits a pop-up towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards first. Pipp fields the ball and throws to Hoyt covering. Safe. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk bunts towards first. Pipp fields the ball and throws to Hoyt covering. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Collins bunts towards first. Pipp fields it and throws to third for the out. Strunk moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strunk scores. Collins moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. George Murray now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Fuchter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The slide. DeVormer applies the tag. Collins is out. Hooper moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Al DeVormer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVormer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DeVormer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Witt reaches second base with a double. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into center field. Ma still picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ma still. Witt scores. Fuchter moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker is walked intentionally. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McClellan bunts towards first. Pip scoops it up and throws to first, with Ward covering, for the out. Ma still moves to second. 1 out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0 for 2 in the game. Leverett takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pipp hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Pipp reaches second base with a double. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ward takes first base on ball 4. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Leverett. Pip moves to third. Ward moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pip scores. Ward scores. Scott moves to second. It's 6-5, Yankees. Al DeVormer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. DeVormer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. DeVormer bunts towards first. Strunk scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Scott moves to third. 1 out. George Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. 2 outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 7-5, Yankees. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. 2 outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Doug McWeeny now pitching. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller bunts towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pipp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mostill strikes out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McClellan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Doug McWeeny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWeeny bunts in front of the plate. DeVormer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al DeVormer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVormer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DeVormer hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuchter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Carl Mays now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Strunk moves to second. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.